Welcome to the art of going your own way. Yeah, it's your buddy Tao Gao. So, I've been a busy boy the last 6 months. I've been working on my land, getting it prepped. I've finished the inside of my cabin. Very happy about that. I have a small refrigerator in there. They call it an apartment refrigerator. It's nice. It's good enough for me and Widow when she comes up there. Do I live there full time? No, not yet. Still have work to do, as always. I got some brush hogging done on the land. I built a nice 6x6x8 foot tall platform. Put my 6x6 deer blind on it. If you stick around, I'll try to throw up a couple of videos, give you a little showing. Let's see, Charlie Kirk's been assassinated. He came out and started talking about the Jews, Israel, and most likely they had him killed. Who's there to pick it up? Matt Walsh, Jew. Ben Shapiro, Jew. They always infiltrate. They always take over. So, anyways, I guess what I wanted to talk about is investments. I was sitting here thinking this morning about how my life's actually really good. And you've heard me say this before, that I beat up on myself quite a bit. I'm my worst critic. But that's okay because it drives me to do better. I got that deer stand built in basically 2 days. Quiet. Sorry about that. Dog's getting old and febile. And you just had a treat, so fuck off. Kidding. Good dog. Where was I going? Oh, yeah, so I built that deer stand. I also had picked up another deer stand on sale and built that. It's a tripod stand. Put that in a different area. So I got a strong 10, if not a 12-point buck that I've picked up on Game Cam. Got a bunch of other deer on there. Had a bear on the property. I get turkey, other game birds coming in. It's nice. Anyways, I guess if the dog doesn't freaking interrupt me again, what I was getting at is being my own worst enemy and striving to do better. I'm also growing mushrooms too. Show you some pictures of that potentially. But I treat everything kind of like an investment these days. I have my classic muscle car, 2 classic cycles, built that camper that you guys may have seen in the past, bought land, own it outright, only have a small payment every year for property tax. I'm paying as I go. Started sinking a shallow well. I'm down 12 feet on it, and I'm digging it, so it's taking a while. It's been hot. It's been cold. Been working on the cabin. Been building the deer stand, doing this, doing that. Just everything that needs to get done. And what I do is I take baby steps on things, right? I'll do a little bit here on that. I have the end goal in mind, but it's tough work digging a fucking well. I'm not pounding it in. I thought that I could pound it in, but ran into some issues with that. I had bought this post pounder thinking it would, that'll probably work good. There's just not enough weight behind it to delve that in. But I've been putting up kind of property markers and stuff, some no trespass signs. Absolutely love my property. I get wild mushrooms growing on it. I had seeded some mushrooms in different areas, and hopefully they'll start coming up in the next year or two. The kind that I planted or seeded, I should say, take a while to establish in the area. But I found this company that makes these spore pegs. And you drill holes in logs, and you pound the pegs in, and then you cover them with wax. And then time will tell. So right now I'm doing a blue oyster, which kind of tastes like crab meat, seafood. And then I'm doing lion's mane, which is kind of a seafood mushroom. And then shiitake mushrooms. As you know, and you potentially listened early on, I also did a shit ton of berry trees on the property. Raspberries, blackberries, choke cherries, June berries, American plum, hazelnut trees. I'm basically trying to turn it into a total food plot. I always get people, oh, aren't you worried that the animals are going to eat that shit? That's why you plant a lot. Some will go bye-bye. Survival of the fittest. What do? You can't expect this shit overnight. I didn't get to where I'm at overnight. And boy, have I had to learn a lot of lessons along the way. It's like that one song. It's a country song. I forget who sings it. Lost a wife and girlfriend along the way. Yeah, Widow and I are still seeing each other. Never getting married. I don't know how many times I got to keep fucking reiterating that. Never getting married again. It is a loss of a game. You will lose. But isn't love worth it? She loves you, doesn't she? Yeah, you can have love without Jewish commitment in there. I mean, the marriage system is to steal from you. Even being in some relationships, it's always going to steal something from you. Well, that means that you're not a generous person, that you're a selfish person. No, it really doesn't. I'm actually a very generous guy, believe it or not. As we like to say over at the watering hole and stuff when we play pull tabs, you know, it's for the children. Some fucking hockey organization, some kind of fucking retarded child deal, whatever it is. It's for the children. I digress. You know, you choose where you put your money. You choose where you put your time. I got a new position at work, and I don't know, man. I got a lot of, little bit of extra time on my hands, let's put it that way. I just don't know. I don't know how long this ride's going to last. I'm up in age. Not 60, but over 40. And, as I told you, when I went through my divorce, that really wrecked me financially, wrecked me mentally, physically, just exhausted. Ex-wife was a total monster, fucking drove me through hell. And what do you do? I mean, I apparently had to walk this path to get where I'm at today. And again, for me, it's not about these material items. It's about investments, right? So the classic car. Bought it, fixed it up. It's an investment. I can turn around and sell it for more than I bought it for. Those classic cycles, got a steal on them. I can turn around and sell them for way more than I bought them for. You know, after I got divorced, I started investing. Well, while I was married, I started investing in silver. Didn't have that much silver. At the time of the divorce, I had 30 ounces of silver. She didn't want any of that. She wanted her monthly reoccurring payments out of me for child support. Like I'd said, her grandfather had passed away, left her $250,000. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. So, lost my kids, they don't talk to me, they hate me. I found out during my marriage just how fucking liberally retarded my ex-wife's family was, and just, they're fucking retards and liberals. Can't use their brain to save themselves. Took the Jew jab. They're probably in the process of dying right now from that. Getting turbo cancers, whatever the fuck it is. Was sitting here contemplating my kids and stuff. And it's going on six, what do we got? Yeah, going on 6 years. And even if my kids did come back, I really don't know what I'd do. You know? Would they be coming around to see if they could get money off of me? Because there's apparently no love there from their side. I'm just a fucking demon from hell because I tried to hold my wife accountable on shit. She was a spendthrift, driving us into fucking bankruptcy. She was a drug addict, fucking smoking weed all the time. You know, come home from a hard day work. I was working, 40, 60 plus hours a week. Over 40, 60, sometimes 80 hours a week. I'd come home and I'd be fucking tired. The house would be fucking messy. There wouldn't be food on the table. Then when I'd get home, I'd be well, you need to clean up around here too. Part of this mess is yours. Well, you're fucking home all day. What the fuck do you do? Anyways, it's about picking the right partner in life. And, you know, the best partner that you can have, there's two actually. You can have God in your life, Jesus Christ, to be your partner, to bounce ideas off of, to get guidance and comfort from, crack the Bible. King James Version would be my recommendation. Start with Proverbs. Am I a holy man? No. No, 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 not at all. I got my major faults. But trying to live life and do good. I'm getting older and I can see the end of my life coming. But I try to avoid fools. I don't have really many close friends. Well, I doubt that, Chow. Yo, you seem like you're a good guy. Yeah, I'm a good guy. But you know what? I keep people at arm's length because the biggest problem in life is other people, okay? So if you can master yourself, then you can navigate other people. Don't get me wrong. I will give advice, but I won't shove it down somebody's throat. It's their decision on the shit they want to do in life. You can only give them gentle nudges and help to guide them, but you're not living their life. They're responsible for their own shit, right? I've made a lot of bad decisions in life, and then I finally came to the decision that I was going to do my best to stop making bad decisions. And that's probably one of the best decisions I've made. Can you repeat it one more time? We didn't quite get that. I don't know. Anyways, I guess back to the Charlie Kirk thing, right? And if you can't see that, How can I put this? Avoiding people is probably the best thing you can do. People that can't mind their own fucking business, it's a form of jealousy, right? They got to be in your shit. They got to know what you're up to. In some ways, that's fine because then they can gauge themselves and in how they're doing in life by looking at other people. And it might actually be a good thing and help them strive to be better. In other cases, it's a bad thing because it foments jealousy. Then there's the talking behind the back and the anger and all that shit. And they'll work to sabotage you. I mean, the fucking libs out there, these tranny freaks and all this shit. They just can't live their life. And you know why they can't? They want acceptance. They're seeking acceptance externally from another source. But that source that fills that void is Big Daddy Government. They could give a shit. Useful pawns and idiots. They don't care. I mean, look at that bitch Jasmine Crockett. That'll talk nigger ghetto at 1 minute and then talk like she's the highest IQ person in the world. Just fucking retards, all of them. Users. Users. Never built a fucking thing in their life. If you're having, I'll tell you this, gentlemen. If you're having a problem in life, here's what your buddy Tao Giao recommends. That you actually build something with your hands. Visualize it. Draw it out and build it. Like that deer stand I built, the platform. One of my buddies goes to me. He owns land probably an hour and a half away from me. Hell of a guy. Hell of a guy. And he goes to me, how the hell did you come up with that? How'd you think of that? I said, well, I tell you this, I'm getting older. I get vertigo. I'm a little unsteady on my feet up at higher heights. I said, I was looking for a deer stand to buy to put up against a tree, but I want a bigger platform on it. And I found one that I really liked, but it's like $450. And I'm like, fuck. Well, how much is it going to cost me to build a platform, throw that on top? Well, $300 in wood and my time to do it. It's probably about a little bit longer than it would take to put that stand together, get it leaned up against a tree, and do all the shit required to get that done. So I fucking planned it out in my head. I'm like, well, it's 6x6. I can buy 8-foot posts. I can get lumber cut already in 6-foot lengths, so I really don't have to fucking cut anything. It's just get it and slap it together, which is basically what I did. Built a framework on it, did some lower cross supports, and she was wiggly. So I'm like, well, you know what I got to do? I got to do those vertical supports. Might not be the prettiest in the world, but you know what? That sucker's going to stand for many, many years. Let's see. Back to the cabin. Yeah, I've finished the inside. New floor, walls painted, trim up, tongue and groove pine up the ceiling. Shut up. Please. Tao Giao speaks. Got the loft area done, carpeting up in there. So if I have company, they can stay up in the loft. I put in a vented propane heater. I have that propane RV stove that I got for a song and a dance. I paid $25. It's a $1,500 frickin' stove. It had a few dings on it. Was going by, I was looking at doing something like that. Now, the cabin came with stove. It's a nice stove. needs work. It needs a new thermal coupler deal. And, but this stainless steel, the new one. And the fridge I got is stainless steel. So it matches. It's kind of up to date. I figure I'll fix up that other stove and sell it. Yeah, the dog is barking to get a treat. I just gave it a treat. Anyways, I guess the point of the whole conversation and my trains of thought today and the last couple of days is about investment, investing in yourself. You've heard people say, bank on yourself, invest in yourself, do this, do that, follow my method. You know, your path's going to be different than mine, but I can tell you this, tenacity is what you need, right? The way to get there is start with small projects. You know, if you're struggling day to fucking day, you may have to get that side hustle going to make that extra money, to be able to move yourself up. I was just listening to a couple things the other day, and this world is not going to get cheaper or easier. It's not going back to the way it was without major revolution or something happening. You got the fucking Jews who are buying up everything with BlackRock and Vanguard. You got the World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll eat the bugs. You know, all that shit. You think that's dead? That ain't fucking dead. It may have been driven down into the dungeon for a little bit, but they're still plotting and scheming and planning to make bad shit happen for all of us. They'll fucking put more work into keeping people down than doing the work to feed themselves. Abhorrent. Anyways, what do we got here? Yeah, I'm moving around and doing a couple things. We're at about 20-some minutes on this. Do I got a cold? No, but it's that time of year where you get the sniffles. God, I don't know if I just... Gold and silver, yeah. Oh, that's what I was talking. I'll finish up on this. Did my little spreadsheet where it actually pulls in the gold and silver prices. What do we got? Gold is at $3,680 an ounce, and silver is $41.99, approximately $42 an ounce. I was talking to a close friend of mine, and I said, you know, from April of last year to right now, my holdings are up over $40,000. And that's just letting it sit there and collect the proverbial dust. So when I got divorced, I stopped contributing to my 401k because I learned that depending on who you get involved with, they can fucking come in, garnish your wages, steal your fucking money. And at that point in time, I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to have some fuck you money outside the system to where nobody can really touch it. So that's what I did. And it's been a blessing and a joy. Yeah, if I need that money towards the end of my life, I'll have to do something, cash it in, or... But the thing about it is I'm setting them up my life to where I'll be able to live off Social Security without an issue. Live like a fucking king. Yeah, I still have money in that 401k, and it'll pay out. I still have the investments. I still have money in the bank and outside the bank, and have the classic stuff I can sell. You can't really become too attached, in my opinion. And even Jesus said, don't become attached to material items. You're born with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing. You know, you spend all this time accumulating shit, and what's it do for you? Well, if you're wise about it, you want to be good at investing in yourself and your future. But if you're wise about it, it'll carry you to the end where you're not struggling and suffering. Should you help to ease other people's suffering? Yes, but not to your own detriment. Anyways, good talk. I got some fun stuff planned here coming up, and doing something on Friday that's going to be great. I'm not going to get into details, but it's good. Going someplace. There is a possibility that I'll see somebody from my past there. Am I doing it for that reason? No. But there's a good possibility I'll see somebody from my past there. Didn't really leave on good terms. No, it's not my ex-wife. It's one of my other ones in the past. What do you do? Anyways, too dumb. Too dumb. Took the fucking death jab. Fucking, you can't reason with women at all, so don't even try. I've come to the conclusion that women are stupid. That's a generalizing term. But yes, women are stupid. They make dumb decisions all the time. Why would you want to fucking tie yourself with somebody that just fucking makes stupid decisions all the fucking time? They're going to drag you down eventually. It's like trying to rescue a drowning person. They're going to fucking pull you down and drown you with them. It's like Paul said, I would hope that my brothers don't get married, but if they do, you're better off not getting married. I'm not saying don't have relationships with people. I'm just saying tying yourself to another person, unless you're truly committed to each other, but we live in a fallen world, so... And, you know, here's the other reason why I won't get married, too. I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself that I could be lifelong committed to another person, which is why I won't get married again, either. Am I a cheater? No. Have I been accused of cheating? Yes. Do I like to flirt? Yes, I do. But does that mean I go stick my dick in it because I flirted with it? No. And a buddy of mine come up to me and we're sitting at the bar and just kind of talking. And this woman's on the TV, not my type of, oh, I'd hit that. And I'm like, I wouldn't, I respect my dick too much to even do that. God. Fucking retard. Anyways, bring retard, fag, gay, nigger, Jew back into the lexicon. All right, it's not hate speech; it's descriptive words. With that said, there is an art to going your own way, gentlemen. Take care. Five months later and got the cabin done. All tongue and groove. New countertop, counters, fridge, my $25 kick-ass RV stove that works great. All propane. And you can't really see up there too well, but there is the loft area. Nice picture up there, carpeted, all finished. Yep. Well, it's done. 6 by 6 by 8 foot tall platform for deer hunting. Got it done in 2 weekends, well, less than that, actually. It's gonna be nice. show you the inside. All right, there we go. Boom, boom. I've got two chairs in here. One I'm sitting on, I got my shooting stack. Just a matter of coming up here and being quiet. Very nice. There's the new tripod stand up there. It's kind of a ways and up a hill from the other stand I built. But you got two really good shooting lanes right in here, and then pretty much all the way down there.